You could be throwing on one, making it rain up on the stage. You could be making it jump. You could be faded, be so high. You could be rolling the blunt, popping that thing, rapping the game. Do whatever you want.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. This is your girl Taylor Thibodeau, and here's another episode of the Daily Tea. Actually, I'm sorry. So today, you know, we like to dig into the positive aspects of communities for people of color, and today I have the beautiful Alicia Sanchez.
Thank you, girl.
On the show. Yes, yes, girl. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for coming and thinking of me to host an episode for you to get your book out there.
Thank
yes.
You. Thank you for having me.
Yes, no problem at all. So could you explain for the listeners at home, what exactly is it that you do in entirety? If you're an author, everything.
I am Alicia. No. I have a background in business. So I do fashion branding, and I was a designer as well by trade, fashion designer. And I am just, I don't really define myself by those things anymore. I just define myself by being. Kind of, you know, being okay. and living and exploring and helping and inspiring. I think that would be the number one, is inspiring and just kind of like a visionary of all things.
So you're just a motivational speaker. You're
creative. I love business. I mean, I love business. So I think that's maybe one thing that I really connect with. But my creative side is something that I love, especially with fashion. It's my baby. It's kind of how I started in college. So, you know, I have a heart for that as well. But I love connecting with people and speaking with people and inspiring people through my experiences.
Yes, the fashion, by the way, you guys, is on point. She hit me with the 1920s vibe today. I'm totally feeling it. What do you call the pompadour?
Pompadora?
Is that what it's called? I have no idea, but you look lovely. The fashion is so for you, girl.
Thank you.
So at what age did fashion really hit you? Like, what was that moment like?
Wow. So I did it. Actually, I learned how to sew from my mom when I was like 8 years old. And then fashion really hit me probably in high school. I went to performing arts school and I started doing stuff for like costume design. And then I'm like, I really want to do this. Like, I really want to do this. But my dad was like, you going to college. Okay. I was like, dang,
and Bobby. Daddy's what?
Dominican. Okay, so for all my Dominicans out there, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, anyone that's Latino, you know how your father can be. So he was like, you gotta go to college. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go to college, but I'm gonna do me. So out of my dorm room 503 in Miami, I had a little shop girl in my Walmart, $90 Walmart machine, and I was selling clothes out of my dorm.
And this is why you love business, because you've been doing it.
Yes, and so that's how it started. And then from there, I mean, I worked in corporate America, but then, you know, it just went on to, I had some difficulties with my health at one point in my life. And so that kind of made me shift. Well, am I going to do fashion? Am I going to do business? And it's just like, why don't you just live life? You know, and so that's how I became to like see life a different way. It wasn't so fast paced anymore. It wasn't about goals. It wasn't about this and that. It was more about just being. And taking that, because you never know what tomorrow might be. You have all these goals and all these things. And so I still do fashion and I still do business, but now I say I want to do it to my way, to my extent, you know? And that's how I birthed the book.
Yes. So you said you had some health issues.
Yeah. I was diagnosed with cancer. In my 20s. And you kind of get like this aha moment, and you're just kind of like, what this is not true, like I'm fabulous, I don't get that stuff, you know. But when it happens to you, you have an in denial moment, and then you have to wake up and you're like, my next goal is actually survival. My next mode is just being here. It's just being inspired and just like fighting, you know. And so everything for my life for like years, probably 7 years, was just fighting. And I would just be traveling just to fight, just to find a cure, just to get better. But through all that, I was learning. I was learning about myself, and I was learning about my gift, and I was learning about my purpose, and I was learning about, you know, that nothing is promised, you know? So it's like, I can't let that define me either. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't make that my occupation. So I had to say, all right, well, I finished school, I did this, but I'm going to do things my way. You know, and not just the way that other people do things, that they feel like it's going to be aligned. You go to school, you go this, you do that. And it's like, maybe it's a little rocky road now, but it's okay. I'm going to figure it out by fighting. And so my fighting for life was also fighting for everything else that I wanted to do.
Wait, so you fought cancer for 7 years?
Well, yeah, it was about four or five, yeah, wow. On and off, yeah. And then even past last year, I even had a mastectomy. The 2 years before that, I had a hysterectomy. So it's like always battles that we get in life, and you don't know what it's telling you, but you're just telling, I gotta fight. Right. And it's not fighting in a bad way, because when people think fight, they're like fight. No, it's fighting within yourself to say, I can do this. I can conquer and I can do anything you want. So, you know, in my 20s, having to have a hysterectomy, you know, you think, oh my God, your life is over. You want to have kids. You want to have this. You want to have that. Your body changes. There's things, but you got to keep moving. You know, the sun's still going to come out.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. You are so fabulous. Thank you. It's crazy because I actually do have a friend of mine who is battling brain cancer right now. Mm-hmm. But you look at her and you would never be able to tell. Mm-hmm. She has all her hair. Mm-hmm. You know, like when we see cancer, we think sick, bald, you know, like pale, frail. But like, she's just like you. She's fighting. And like, she's not letting anything stop. It just gave me chills. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. But like, I was just with her last week and she just talked to me and she just looks so upbeat.
It's a mindset.
Yeah. And like, you just sharing your story, I'm pretty sure anyone could like be grateful for what they have. You know, we complain and we get so lost in our own lives. And when we look at people like you, who is a fighter, I'm pretty sure still fighting, you know, for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really inspirational. Mm-hmm. So I commend you for that.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's the mind. You know, we don't know how powerful our mind is. It's mental, because what happens is like anything can happen right now. Like, it could be, you know, traffic, or it could be someone that passed in our life or in our family, or we didn't get a good grade on a, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's okay. These things will pass, but our mind has to reframe itself that when those things, it's okay to go through those emotions. Because I don't, even in my book, I don't say not to, you know, give those emotions. You're supposed to cry. You're supposed to curse. You're supposed to, you know, scream. You're supposed to do all those things, because those are emotions. That's that energy. But at the same time, your mind has to be reframed and say, I'm bigger than this. I got this. And that starts with you. No one else from the outside can tell you that. I mean, you don't need your mom, your dad, your uncle, you don't need any of your best friend to tell you that you're good enough. You need to be good enough. You know what I mean? So even in the fashion world, I saw that a woman of color, you know, and in fashion weeks or these places, I had to like fight to get on some of these fashion. New York Fashion Week, I had a fight to go on there. You know what I mean? Even my country, Dominican Republic, when I did Fashion Week there, again, it was another status thing. So it's no matter where you go, you're always fighting. But it's a mindset that reminds you, like, I know I'm good enough. And it's not a cocky thing. I know I'm good enough and I know I will do it. Not to prove to anyone, but for myself. Wow. You know? So it's a battle all the time for everything.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So when did writing come about for you in your life?
Well, I always tell everybody, I'm not even a writer. I feel like I don't say that because my English is so bad sometimes. Because think in Spanish.
Yes, so I know
when
how
I'm,
to, yeah.
Yeah, so when I'm writing, if I show anything, even if I show it to my wife, she could probably be like,
Like, girl.
But yeah.
Let me.
I literally like think in Spanish. So when I'm writing, I just write. And I don't think about grammar. I don't think about all those things. So when I started writing, which is 3 years ago that I started this book, it was just a compilation of things. Because how I chant and meditate, or even pray or whatever, that's why it says, Dear God, are we there yet? Because it's whatever you believe in. It's not anybody, it's whatever God it is. I used to ask that question, like, in my own self. Like, I used to be, are we there yet? Dear God, are we there yet? Like, it was like a joke within me.
Okay.
Yeah. So then that's why I just started writing stuff. And in my phone and notes, I used to travel a lot for work, so airports, anywhere. And I used to write random things and experiences that I had with people and things. And I said, I know there's people that are going through this the same way. And my clients that I fashion branding, I would always tell them these things. And they're just like, wow, now I'm asking, Dear God, are we there yet? So that's how the book became alive. And I realized that our life is like a road trip. Literally, we jump in the car, and what do we have to do? We have to do the ignition. We think about it sometimes. We got to look at the right and the left. We're like, ugh. And we're in our car most of the time of the day, no matter where you're at.
Girl.
Okay?
Especially in LA, all this traffic. LA,
because if you go on the 405.
Right.
You better have a book.
a lunch.
A lunch.
Definitely.
Yes.
It's true. And so I said, we do most of our thinking when we're on play, like when we're driving, we're thinking, we're listening to music, but we're thinking, we're in the shower, we're thinking, we're moments and places in our life that we have to do one thing. Of course, people multitask, but it's in our car. Mm-hmm. We get up, we put our car in and we drive. But remember, we need that car. If not, we're going to have to take the bus, we're going to take on Uber, Lyft, and even Uber and Lyft, it's the same thing. And when you're on a road trip, there's so many things that happen in your life that makes you go, aha, that's exactly how it is when you're driving. You have to watch out with the next person on the side, with the truck. You have to be careful with your rear view mirror. There's all these things. And if you relate that to life, which I do in the book, you will see like it's a self-discovery about yourself. And that's why in the book I talk about we. I don't sit here and say I'm a guru and I'm this and I know everything.
Yeah, no. It's not about you. It's you make not it about me.
I make it about us because we're in this journey together of enlightenment, of just trying to figure out what we want, what makes us happy, because it's not about things. So that's why it's a self-discovery based on like, you know, road trip.
Yes. So did you, when you first started writing, did it start off with you writing poetry or did you just start writing little excerpts in your notebook or... Yeah. How did it flourish and then go into like you writing these grand, you know, projects?
So I started writing in the notes, just like entries, like a situation, like somebody says something to me, or I get this a lot because I'm Afro-Latina. So I get a lot of people, especially here in LA, where they don't think I speak Spanish. And so they'll be talking about me and then I'll be, you know, I'll turn over and I'm like, okay. Right. Oh shit. Which means what? Face turns beet red. Uh-huh. And so it was those moments that always inspired me. And so I sat down one day and I'm like, I'm gonna really turn this into a book because it came to me that like what my life purpose was. And I love to help people. Like, love to help people. It's something that I've always wanted to go to, like the Peace Corps and all that stuff, and I couldn't go for many reasons, but I love, love, love helping people from all different aspects. And so I said, this book, God forbid if I die one day, you know, like, watch, we all gonna die. But I'm just saying, like, within, because of my journey, I want this book to, people to remember me by the what I'm trying to do, you know, so that they could inspire someone else. Because if I can inspire one person through this book or through whatever when I speak, then I know that I've done my job, like, being on here. To have all those trials and tribulations. That's just me. That's my purpose. No degree, no master's, no doctorate, no anything is going to make me anything besides changing someone's view about either not killing themselves or maybe thinking something differently or loving someone more. That is my purpose. So I took all these little things and I said, one day I'm going to put it together. And I'm going to get some help. And that's what I did. And I, because, you know, English is not my my first language. So no, I put it, and it took a long time. And this is the only project I've never rushed in my life. I never rushed it. It took year went by, but I never rushed it. Even until now, I still haven't rushed it. And it's just like, it's going to come out when the universe tells it to come out. And look, it's going to come out. Because it's your time when it's ready to time. But you have to, of course, keep pushing yourself. Mm-hmm. But so I put it all together and I got, my wife took a picture because I wanted an eye. So she took a picture of the eye and then there's a car inside the eye. Because when you, when you're thinking spirituality and I chant and I meditate, when I see that, I always see that your soul is, you can see it through your eyes. Mm-hmm. And so your journey, that's how it is. So I can see through your eyes if you're hurt, if you're, how you're feeling. Like, people can see that. People can pick it up. Just like, you know, people in India with the third eye.
Yeah.
So that's the same aspect that I wanted to do for the cover. And so I just got a team. And I got a lot of people that, and I let down my hair and I said, I don't know everything and it's okay. And I'm going to have people help me. Because that's one in my chapter. Let people help me and be okay with not knowing everything and saying, it's okay, I need your help. And so that's how I started.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Girl, you go ahead.
No, thank you, girl.
You go ahead. Going from, you know, just writing entries in your phone.
Yeah.
To now you have a full, I don't know how many pages this book is, but a full, I'm sure it's more than 100.
Right? Yes.
100 page book. Like, that is phenomenal, you know?
And anybody can do it.
Yeah.
The thing is, we think, this is a big thing, we think we need certain things in our life. We think we need, like, a big office. We think we need, right?
Yes.
We think we need a certain pen. We think we need a certain this, a certain that. It's like, no, you gotta just start. And when you just start, you putting those seeds, the universe starts bringing people to you that starts aligning you, and it's telling you, wow, I got this. Because this is everything that I'm already putting it out to the universe. And it sounds cliche as heck, but at the end of the day, it is true. Whatever you believe, it will come. I tell my brother, he's into music. And I say to him, you know, like, I'm like, why don't you just perform, like, go to these places that that's your target market, you know, like skater shops or like places and get a DJ and just do some like cool performance or something or have your music. He's like, what? No, I'm like, nobody does that. Why wait until you have a stage for somebody to invite you to come? Instead of you say, let me make my own world and make my own stage.
And make people come to you.
Exactly. If you're a photographer and you want to have like your pictures or your images somewhere, go to where your market is. Go to, you know, a doctor's office or whatever and say, hey, you know, I take images of people and I think this will look great in your office and whatever. They're not going to, and it's what, $50, $100, $200, you're starting out, whatever. They're going to buy it. Because they see that you are humble. You know, there's people like would think like, well, I need help and I need this and I need a manager and I need this. Be your own manager, okay? And then when you start to, when you can start to get people that know, because that's another thing, you learn, you have to learn what you're doing. You have to know every aspect of what you're doing. So even though my English is not that great, I still know there's some things, like I still know about grammar, I still know about how to put the book together, I still know those things, so that when my team does it, we work together. You know what I mean? It's not just like about, I'm not about, oh, this is me and this is you. So putting anything together like a book, that's, anybody can do that, anybody. And just, it's, you just have to believe in yourself, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you pray and you chant.
Chant. Mm-hmm.
So what are some practices that you do to do that, to bring yourself to center?
So I love meditation, of course, just simple meditation. And then I've also been introduced to Nichiren Buddhism, which is the Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. If I say Tina Turner, that's the only way people know. So y'all know the Tina Turner movie.
Yes, when she...
Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. Yes. So I do chant, and I do believe in God as well. And so I have a spiritual side of me. So there's not something where I'm like, I don't define myself where like I'm Catholic or I'm a Christian or this. I don't do that. I'm spiritual within my being and how I feel and how I can pick up. But I do feel like, you know, I do believe in God. I do believe in Buddhism. I do believe in many different things, but it's whatever I believe in. And that's why this title sometimes gets to people like, that's only for this kind of person.
Right.
I put a disclosure in here that clearly, like, so that people can know that it's not, it says our definition of God in this context is an analogy. God can be whoever you want it to be. It can be Jah, Allah, Buddha, nature, the sun, whatever it is that you pray to. So I pray to, when I pray, I talk. Like, how I'm talking to you. Like, dear God, are we there? For real? You got me in this now? You know what I mean? Like, that's how I talk. But then I meditate and I go within. So chanting also helps, because the mantra is is about getting yourself like into that solitude moment within yourself and seeing your true self within, like within that moment, within quiet and within peace.
Yeah.
And trying to air out all the excess stuff out of your brain. Like, I gotta do laundry, I gotta go get food, I gotta do this, because it's hard.
Yes, it's very hard. It's especially hard when you're such an on-the-go person. Mm-hmm. Like, you're already the next step ahead. Like, okay, so I gotta hurry up and finish this so mm-hmm. I can continue this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of flustering. And then being also in LA, we live these fast-paced lives, you know?
We do.
Because we gotta keep up. Like, honestly, it feels like there's no time to sleep. Like, you can't afford to go to bed because somebody out there is working harder than me.
But,
and I can't, you know, it's like...
It's true, but you have to remind yourself, and a lot of successful people will tell you they meditate or they take time to themselves. They wake up either earlier and they read. You know, I love to read. Even as a child, I remember going, and I don't know if you know Judy Blume.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I love Judy Blume. Those 10 cents books mommy used to get me, mm-hmm. but I love, and reading is something so important. So even if it's reading something, and maybe it can be even a physical book, and getting out of the computer, getting out of your phone just to get yourself somewhere else, you know, it's taking those moments and also creating a ritual in the morning. And I know personally I have to do better, because I know that like when you're busy, you have a lot of things going on, your ritual kind of goes out the way.
Yes.
You start doing this, stop doing this. I mean, I've stopped working out on a certain extent, and it's like, that's not me. But then I'm like, I need a break. It's okay. You work out when you get back into it. It's not supposed to be like that, because then you become mundane and doing something the same day, and then you're not going to want to do it no more. You know what I mean? Like yesterday, I ate 2 ice creams.
Go ahead, girl.
I think I ate even 3. But listen. Okay. I don't care. You know, because then what I see is like, I can't be restricting myself because then it's just ice cream, but we do that with other things too in our life. You know what I mean? Like, I can't go out tonight with my friends because I'm, you know, but you never know. Go out. Let your hair down. Have a glass of wine. I mean, at the end of every chapter in the book, I have what's called a rear view moment. And it really takes you out of... and it makes you do things. Like, I even go have a fort. When's the last time you did a fort?
Oh, my God.
When's the last time?
That is so lit. You know what? That is so true.
Like, have
probably
friends,
when you're, like, 5.
Exactly. I love forts. Like, put some popcorn. Let's drink. Let's whatever. You know, put a fort over and watch a movie. Like, how cool is that?
That is so... I have to do that.
You got
to
do that. But when... And it's things like that that we have to tell ourselves, like, yeah, I need to do things that I don't usually do because how about when's the last time you went and just people watch? Just sat and people watched. Go to a park and just not do anything. Wake up one day and I have not one agenda to do. Why? Because we're always on the go, go, go and we're seeking something, but really it's ourselves. You know, it's what we need to just sometimes calm down so that we can get to the next step within ourselves. You know,
so you mentioned that you are a believer of God, mm-hmm. and you do your chants, yep. and the Buddhism. Mm-hmm. How do you justify being someone of faith and including all of these other faiths into yours? Because a lot of times I feel like Christians kind of struggle with the whole, you know, this is that, like, I'm not supposed to do that, and praying to rocks is the devil, and did it. So how do you justify being a believer of God and then all of the other elements that I feel like God has created as well for us,
yeah.
to flourish in life?
I think it's personal belief. I don't think we should be believing in any, I think whatever you believe, people should respect that. And that's the problem. We don't respect that because we feel like there has to be a definition of, well, you believe in God, so you believe in da 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 da. I'm married to a woman, and I'm a woman of color. Guess what? Some people, they might not want it. Like, they might not like that. Me, I don't care because that's my belief. I believe in something completely different. So I feel that we shouldn't be boxed into something. No one should ever be boxed into anything. You know what I mean? And, you know, we're in a interracial, you know, because I'm dark skin and she's lighter skin. So that's another thing. It's like we just hit them all, you know?
Yeah, you guys have every right? form of, like, not being privileged at all. Like,
but
yeah.
Exactly. So I use it with religion and spirituality. I use it the same way. I say, you know, I can respect who you are, and even if I don't accept it, doesn't mean that I don't respect you. And respect is the number one thing. So when people ask me, but you believe in God, but you do this, I said, because I believe in that. And that's my personal decision. It's my personal belief. And wow. That's it. You know?
Yeah. So I want to kind of get into you being married to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in today's times, I feel like a lot of people who are part of the
LGBT.
Girl, I always get it wrong. Like, I don't know which letter comes first. It's really sad. So a lot of people of that community, though, mm-hmm. kind of struggle with, you know, what's going on, especially with what's going on in politics right
yeah.
now. It's a real struggle to really be yourself.
Yeah.
And because these group of people feel like they're entitled to force their opinions and their beliefs on you.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that experience and being okay with that? Like, did you always know? Or did you date men? You were really in love with men and then you found a woman, you fell in love. Like,
yeah.
How did that experience come about for you?
I had an obsession with J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, at the age of 13. My mother said that I was a lesbian. No, I always knew that I was different, and I've never experienced anything with men or anything. That was just not my...
Okay.
That wasn't just my thing. It was just something that I was always attracted to women in a different, it's like spiritually connecting, just like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. And in college, of course, I came out. I came out and I was sick. And I wrote, after that, I was sick. And so I wrote a letter to my parents and I said, if you want to be in my life, you know, this is who I am. And so things around me, it's kind of hard sometimes seeing that the community does struggle with, there's a lot of different things going on, you know, transgender and all this stuff. And it's sad that you cannot live who you are. And I urge to everyone, whoever you are, whatever you believe that you're close with, come out and within you and live life for you. And that's also people of color as well. Because mm-hmm. we feel like, you know, we're in a group of people, because I'm of my skin tone, I need to, you know... put on my Becky. And it's like, no.
For real. Like, it, that's really real.
So put on your
It's called
Becky.
Coding. When you speak another, you speak a completely different way to another, a whole nother group.
Don't.
Like, your language just, and you, you know, you become, you come out of your body almost.
Sometimes I, when I'm in a conversation, I probably say 3 Spanish words in almost every conversation that I have with, like, strangers. Sometimes, especially if I'm, like, inspired. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I can't take that out of me. I'm Latina. That's it. You know what I'm like? And I'm Afro-Latina, and I'm happy. And I was, when I was younger, I didn't understand that either. I was like, why am I dark and all this? Because we live in a society like that.
Oh, yes.
And then I grew up, and I was like, no, I am. I love that I have natural hair. I love my curls. I love my dark skin. I love my eyes. I love who I am. And I'm telling everyone who's listening, love who you are. So no matter what politics is going on, no matter what your community is going, be you. Because that's how you really conquer a change. You, it's not just because a bill passes or this. It's really standing strong for who you are. And that's also being of any type of race. Stand strong for who you are, and I promise you will do it. You will make a change. Why? Because you're not converting to someone else because a paper said it. No. Do you. Mm-hmm. So that's how I deal with those issues. It gets a little hard because you're just like, really? But we've come a long way. A long, long, long way. And so I feel like just the same that we've come a long way with that, I feel like we're gonna get there.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're already getting there. I mean, how many
yes,
times?
Yes, you are.
A lot of people could never have children. You never saw, you know, white man or a black woman or vice versa. You never saw that. And now you see beautiful babies everywhere. You see all the people getting married. Like, you see it. Now gay marriage is, you know, you can actually get married.
Yes.
That's great. Okay, you might not get married in one state. Oh, well, kind of California. And then go back, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, so how has your wife been a big influence on you and your journey and this book?
Wow. The way I even met my wife is like, and I don't want to get emotional because it's like...
I'm sorry. Did I hit a button? I'm so sorry.
Girl, you did. No, it's like, so there's 3 things that I talk about in the book that are important. And it's time and love and death. And there's things like love, we want to attain it. We want it. We grasp it. But when we go through these trials and tribulations, we never know if we're going to really truly find it. Because we were talking earlier, like, how people want to come in your life and they say that they love you, but do they really love you? Or do they want something out of you? Or are they seeking something else because they're in a part in their life that they don't love themselves, so they're trying to like suck something out of you, whatever. There's a lot of people like that in this world. So I've encountered that in that world, and I try to shut it off, and I was so happy being single and me, and when I met her, it was so funny because we were not in the same wavelength. She was not about that life, and I was not about that life. I was like, I would never get married, and I would never. And she's the same way. And when I moved to California, it was like a shift within both of us. And the way she loves me and the way we love each other, it's like genuine love that I thought was my fairy tale. Like, you know how people believe in fairy tales? I believe in them. I just do. I mean, in my country, they call me Alice in Wonderland sometimes.
Do they really?
Because, yeah, sometimes I'm in my fairy tales. And we had a, like, 1920s love. You know, I would write her, she would write me. We still write to each other. And I just love to write. You know, who writes these days? Nobody.
Nobody.
I mean, I was on those dating sites, whatever, and I'm like, oh, my God. Tinder, Binder, whatever, OkCupid, all of those things. I was like... What, you know, they would ask me questions. I was like, yeah, so what do you, and they're like, you want to come over? I was like, wait, what? I'm old-fashioned, boo-boo. I don't do that. But she wasn't like, it was a love. It was a pure, genuine love. And so ever since the book, because I already had kind of the book going on, she came into my life, and it was that love that just kept loving me, all of me, every part of me, my past, my present, my future, all of me. And so her influence, and I actually dedicate some of the book to her too, because it was like she believed in me, in the love that I have for her and the love she has for me when I didn't even believe in myself at times. And she saw things in me that I've always wanted others to see in me, not just because you always want to make people proud, but it's just something that it's kind of like you don't share with the whole world sometimes. You know what I mean? And so her spirituality... her knowledge and her love, unconditional love, it like sparked so much to finish this. Even when, you know, it was like, it's, you know, you gotta put the apostrophe, and I'm like, damn, I thought I just puse eso, pero que fue, you know? You know? And she would just love me wholeheartedly. And I think that you need people in your life, even if it's a lover or a mother or a father or whatever, or a cousin or even a stranger. Like, that you just meet that brings that genuine love, that's what sparks anything. Because love conquers all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Say hi, wife. Wife is here. she's doing photography and taking some photos and such. That is a beautiful love story.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm so happy for you. And thank I can tell, you. Like, in your, you know, like, you guys genuinely love each other.
Yes. She's and my girl.
Yes.
She's my person.
She's your person. Yes. Yes. So, the book, I want to really, really get into the book. So, when did you first release your book?
So the book is now, the pre-order was already started, but the book is going to finally be released this month.
Oh, okay.
So but you can pre-order it. Like I was going to mention that anyone that's listening, Pierce College, you guys can just actually go on and you'll get the book for free. I'm doing something that you can just go on, buy the book. You just have to pay for the shipping and that's it. I want to be able to sow seeds into everyone. So the book will launch this month. That's why we started the book tour, to kind of start promoting and getting the book out there.
Yes. Yeah. So what cities or states, where are you guys planning to hit for the tour?
So we're starting with LA, and then I have in mind Florida, because I used to live in Florida. So I'm planning that I would love to be in Florida and to do some stuff. Minnesota, love it. New York. I actually will go anywhere, really. Because I just love people. I love talking. I love sharing. But we do. I have some places in mind that I kind of want to hit home. Universities and colleges I love because it's young. I call it like, you know, inspired and creative. And they're, you know, you're at your peak. Just like when I remember I was so ready to go, you know, when I was in college. I was like I'm going to finish all this stuff so I can start my life. Just like what we were talking about earlier. And that's the little pivotal thing where you want to have those little seeds sowed in you, so when you have all these situations come up, you're just like, I remember. I need to do that. I need to do those forts often.
Yes, you know? Have some fun.
Yeah, and so I want to do that. And then I have some other goals for the book that I want to take globally, and I want to translate it in Spanish for sure. And I want to sell it in Dominican Republic and also in Latin American countries, because I think that we don't have a lot of, spiritual books in Spanish is readily available. We just don't. And I think because it has a lot to do with religion. And so I want to break that barrier and I want to do it. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. And you will do it.
Girl, I will.
You will.
Or
you
my really wife will.
One of y'all. Between one of y'all, something's going to happen. Yes. Yeah, so how do you feel this book completely ties into your purpose? I know you said it earlier, but for someone who's just tuning in, how has this book tied into your purpose and fulfillment here on this earth?
Wow. I would have to say it's like another level of paying it forward. You know, it's another level of helping someone that without giving them a dollar. And that's with their time. Just sitting with them for 1 minute, saying one word to them, like, even when you walk and pass by and say, you look really nice today. But of course they look nice. You're not going to just be going around. You want to be authentic, you know, or telling someone everything is going to be okay, you know, or you've got this. And you don't know what people are going through. People are going to look at you and first going to be like, what? And then they're going to be like, wow, I feel good. We need that. We need that because we live in a world, and that's what this book is. And this book is actually a book series. So I want it.
Okay.
So the first one is, Dear God, Are We There Yet? And the next one is going to be like, Dear God, you know, I don't know, should I get a divorce? Or Dear God, you know, I want to quit college.
So this is the start of something great.
I'm just joking.
There'll be more. Don't quit college. No, y'all, don't do that.
Don't do that.
I did that at one point. I mean, I'm grateful for it, but yeah, just keep going. Keep going.
But you know, and it will be based on something. It'll be like one thing, one topic, and it'll be something that's maybe a little controversial, but it will bring a lot of elements that will make people go, I never thought about it like that. So I want to break up the Dear God, because we always have that like question, like, Dear God, you know, should I quit my job? Or just something, you know, a lot of people that will have a dream and then it's like, should I quit it? But we have all this logic stuff, like, I gotta pay bills, I gotta do this and I gotta do that. So the answers are always within you, I say in the books. It's not like you're going to read this, or you're going to be like, I know exactly what I need to do now. No, it's not about that. You're going to find the answer within you immediately. Because you're going to do all these things and you're going to see what makes you happy, genuinely happy. Not the happy that, oh, I bought this and this makes me happy, like a full. It's going to be like, wow, I know I got to pay that $200 AT&T bill, but I am so happy, like that, you know? Like, you know you have things in life you have to do, but you're still genuinely happy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for creating this masterpiece.
Thank you.
Because I really feel like when, I love when artists or authors create things that they let come from God, because it kind of makes it easier for the consumer to be connected to God.
Taylor, not me.
Oh, did my thick thigh squeeze that?
Siri?
Let me find out.
Siri?
Uh-uh, girl. Anyway, I'm saying I love when artists and authors create things that they feel like are messages from God, because mm-hmm. it kind of makes the consumer who's probably not so spiritual or not so religious be able to have things at grasp that are God-given.
Mm-hmm.
And then it creates or strikes the connection between mm-hmm. them and God.
Exactly.
So you can read this book and be like, I know this is from God because it was created from someone of God.
Yes. Or someone who's seeking something that who understands something to a different level but wants to keep learning, because that's I always say that I'm still learning, you know. And the book is not just everything about my life. I mean, I share a whole bunch of other things, like, you know, my wife and I, we have a blog, and we have an apothecary. We're plant-centered essentials, about because it's not just about reading in your mind, it's everything else, what you put in your body, just all kinds of things, when you're cooking, when you're drinking a cup of tea, you're taking time.
Yes.
These are things
to self-help.
Yeah, exactly. And when people think of self-help, they're like, I don't got nothing wrong with me, you know? But it has nothing to do with that.
Let me tell you, honey.
But it has nothing to do with that. It's more like looking yourself in the mirror.
Yes.
And just, you know, applying a little extra this and that, that's going to make you feel better.
Yes. Yeah. Now, we're going to go into the second portion. We're going to segue into a song first. But the second half of the show will be Alicia reading excerpts from her book.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple people in the studio to ask her questions. So stay tuned, you guys. After this song, we'll be right back.
You could be up in the club. You could be throwing the one. Making it rain up on the stage. You could be making it drunk. You could be faded, be so high. You could be rolling the blunt. Popping that thing, rapping the game. Do whatever you want.
You can let your head down, ceiling to the floor now. From your head down to your toes, I'ma drop your way down.
I wanna love you way down, but all you gotta do is say my name, say my name. Even if they judge you, I'ma always love you. You ain't never changed. Say my name, say my name. Every time you play me, coming at me crazy. You still gonna be my baby now. Say it, say it. Say it, say it. All you gotta do is say my name, say my name. Say my name, say my name. People be getting too spiritual, thinking they working a miracle. Throwing their shade all in your face, I see a queen when I look at you. You think I care about designer, or what you doing with your lighter? I know a place to get us higher, so you wanna sell like a diner. I got that fire, yeah, said I'll never be too late. Never dry like a suitcase, I just wanna be a boo thing. Yeah, forget all that he say, she say. I got your back on defense, Monday through the weekend. I never change like seasons. Say my name, say my name.
Say it.
Even if they judge you, I'ma always love you. You ain't never changed.
Say my name, say my name.
Every time you play me, coming at me crazy. You still gonna be my baby now. Say it, say it. Say it, say it. All you gotta do is say my name, say my name.
Tell her.
Say my name, say my name.
Let me talk to these kids for a second, boy.
I'm recording.
It could be Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, Wednesday, Friday,
Friday,
Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
Monday,
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Come on, on Monday, Tuesday,
Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
Friday,
Saturday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday.
You know all you gotta do is
say my name, say my name.
Boy, you know how them kids talk today.
You,
I thought you were speaking in tongues for a second.
You ain't no.
Say my name, say my name.
Every time you play me, coming at me crazy. You still gonna be my baby now. Say it, say it. Say it, say it. All you gotta do is say my name, say my name.
Say it.
Say my name, say my name.
What? Yes, I'm in recording right now. Boy. Boy, I don't care.
don't give a damn about what you're recording, boy. Look, but I'm trying to do this thing for church.
Oh, this for the church?
Yeah, it's for the church.
Oh, let me say something real quick. This is a good place right here. This is my closing up. Okay.
Come on, Papa. Yo, DM.
God wants you to be who you is and who he called you to be. Now, it don't matter where you at in life right now. Rich, poor, broke, fat, skinny, ugly, pretty. But even in prison, you free, whatever. God just wants you to call on his name.
And the name is Jesus.
Alrighty, you guys, welcome back. It's all good. We can still jam if you want to, Thorpe. I know you back there doing the tech work. No, I'm kidding. It's all good. All righty. Well, welcome back, you guys, to the Daily Tea. I'm here with Miss Alicia Sanchez. I love the. Can you tell? Alicia Sanchez. Yes, so now we're going to get into a segment where Alicia will be reading excerpts from her book, actually, to debrief with you guys and just to give you guys a little taste of what it's all about. And also, we have some guests. We have Simba. Say hey, Simba.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes. And we have Zachary. Say what's good, Zachary. Got to put your mic down, brother.
How's everybody doing today?
Yes. Look at, listen to that voice. Y'all sound so amazing.
You like that?
Yes. So we're going to get into the segment where she'll be reading, and we actually have Zachary and Simba here to ask questions that they feel like is on their heart and they really would like to know. So I'm going to step out of this for a second and let you guys do your work.
So I just like, I want to hear what you guys got to say. I'm like,
there's really not much to say. I kind of, you left me speechless. I was just sitting over here like, what? Say anything?
Honestly.
Yeah, so no, ask away. I want to start like that.
Well, yeah, first I want to say it's crazy, like exactly what Simba said. I'm sitting here speechless because you really said, you answered everything that I was going to ask. And also, like, this is like, you know, all jokes aside, me and you shared the exact same mentality to a T. So I just felt like I was listening to myself talk to myself.
Oh, wow.
So that felt great. So, you know, when you share the same mentality with, you know, you have a mentality, then you hear someone else say something, it just makes you feel better about it. But first I wanted to say congratulations
on
beating cancer. Excited. That's huge. And, you know, we're happy to have you here still.
Thank you.
So that being said, I wanted to know, essentially, I know you said that situation was what inspired the book, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you broke past that, but life and its challenges don't end there.
No.
So do you want to talk about a current challenge in your life that this book can be applied to? Like, what do you, like when you wake up and you meditate or you look in the mirror and you do your, you know, your chant, you know, what situation are you in right now that you're helping yourself through, or you and your wife are working through together?
Yeah, I'm going to be really transparent. You know, I'm in, you know, in a time in my life where I want a family and I want some, you know, I want things that are a little
bit
different.
You deserve it all?
Yeah, exactly. And I love LA, but I know that I'm not going to be here for long. I don't feel like my heart is what the things that we want to do or what I want to do and want to accomplish. I want a slower paced life, and I want to be able to enjoy my family. And when I say family, I want some kids. You know what I mean? So I want these things where I'm at the point where I'm like, where do I go? Which is chapter one. You know, it's like, what spot is good? Like, what state? What city? Where will I flourish? Do I want to be bicoastal? Do I want to be a vagabond? Do you know what I mean? Like, what do I want? And it's not about me anymore, because now it's an equation of two. And sometimes, you know, we both want the same things, but it's like, do we go tomorrow? Do we go next week? And so, and like I say in this book, we all have these challenges. And so I have to constantly, like last night I was reading some stuff in my book. I was like, oh, yes, I need to hear that again. You know, it's like, where do I go? Yeah. But I need to start looking at all the things in front of me that's guiding me. And instead of saying, I don't really see you, but I see you and I really don't see you, I just need to take it for face value and say, jump. And do what is it that you want to do. Forget about what people are going to say, think, because that's natural. And we have egos. And sometimes we have to be like, bye. But we have egos that come up. And so my right now, to be transparent, is like, where to go? Where does the next step for us to go to start this family or to for our business or for, you know, the book tour, whatever that we want? Because we want this tranquil life. We just want to be in nature, drinking some tea, reading some books, listen to some, you know, Bob Marley or some Edith Piaf. Right? Or, you know, and just like creating and helping people. But then we have that reality check, like, okay, we gotta make some money too. You know what I mean? And so, but it's like, we can have both, but how? So that's my, exactly. And so that's where we stand right now, where it's like, we know that everything is going to be aligned. We know it. We're just like, where do we go? When do we go? How fast do we go? But we just got to look at the signs and say, mm-hmm. trust. Mm-hmm. And so that's why in the book, I always say we and us, because I read a lot of things where it's like, you. And it's like, but hold up, who are you? Because don't you go through stuff? Like, mm-hmm. I want to know what you go through too, because then if I know you go through through that, then I know you're human. And if you're human, I'm human. And guess what? We're going together. You know
there
what I mean?
Go.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's like, don't paint all the pretties and the, you know, the all these things that are beautiful, because it's not like that, no. You know? So, and I like to be transparent to a certain extent in my life, but that is what I'm going through right now. It's just like, okay, we know it's not going to be LA, but where? Where do we want to be? You know? So I love the beach.
Now, do you actually, I know it might be weird because you wrote it, but do you read the book to help yourself out?
You know what? I do. Some things I really do, because I need a reality check sometimes.
Right.
I said to my wife last night, I was like, did I write this? Because every time you read a book or every time you read something, you're reading it in a different way. You're at a different time of your life.
Right.
See, when I wrote chapter 3 or, you know, Hitchhiker Todd or whatever, and I'm talking about getting rid of people in your life mm-hmm. that you don't need in your life, you know, at that time, I was really getting rid of a lot of people in my life. And then I go back and read the chapter and I'm like, oh, I'm good in this.
Oh, yeah.
But then you say to yourself, ooh, I see someone that was trying to come into my life like this, and I'm so happy mm-hmm. Because now it's like, and not just my book, but there's other authors and other things, and even through poetry that I read too, and I read it different, and I perceive it different every single time, because we change, we're ever changing every single day.
That's cool. You know what I was going to say, what I really like about the concept of this book is it's going to withstand the test of time. Mm-hmm. This information will never be obsolete. Mm-hmm. And I really like that.
Yeah. Because guess what? Dear God, are we there yet? There's no there. It's now.
Right.
Living
that's
in the
I'm
moment.
Saying. That's
Living
what I'm
the
saying.
Living the present. What are you going to do now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. Mm.
Well, let me get myself started here. there is one little sentence that you started off in chapter 1 on your overview. Mm-hmm. It's, for some of us, we have to stop, ponder, are we self-guided gods or are we being guided by God? That hit me home so hard, because I didn't know. There was a couple of times where I let people guide me to the path that I wasn't happy with. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, what scenario put you in that situation that made you think, oh shoot, there's somebody that's making me go through this path that's not me, I have to follow for myself?
Yeah, I have to say it had to do a lot with my health, because you see, there's a lot of opinions. Everybody has mm-hmm. something to say about everything. And I see it like a life's buyer remorse. Mm-hmm. So you know, when you go to the store and you buy something and they're like, girl, you look good in that. And then you feel all pumped up, and then you go home and then you're like, I do not look good in this.
Yeah.
Like, people clearly see I don't really look good in this. So you have that remorse. That's how I felt. And so with my health, everybody has something to say, because Google, you gotta love Google. Knows everything about everything.
Right.
And if you read Google a little too much,
yeah, exactly.
You're going to think you got a PhD in Google.
Yeah.
So at my time in my life, I was going through my hysterectomy, actually. Mm-hmm. And it was a tough decision. I'm in my 20s at the time, and I had to take something out of me that my whole life will change. You
Which,
know what I mean?
Kudos to you, because I work at a hospital.
Oh.
And I work with cancer patients, so I see you guys in and out going through these whole process.
Yeah,
so
and it's
much
a lot.
Respect for you.
Thank
definitely
you. And it's a lot. And so I would ask, you know, I would say some, and then someone would come about, well, according to blah blah blah, you need to be doing this, and you need to be doing, and I'm just like, and so I'm not saying that I regret doing it, because I love my path and my journey. I felt like I should have listened to myself to a certain extent on certain things. I would have still been able to do other things, like
exactly.
within my health, because mm-hmm. if I would have listened to myself. But I guided, and that was a huge life
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, let it be a shirt, but don't let it be something huge like that. You know, where it's like your life completely changed. My body will never be the same after that. I mean, mm-hmm. I probably sweat in this whole interview 5,000 times. It's the hot flashes, girl.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
But you know, it's something that I can't control. That and so.
Yeah.
That, I always think about that when and that's why I don't tell people, I used to tell people all the time, like, everything that I was doing, and I'm a little bit more reserved now, that I do still share my good things, but I don't tell everybody everything. No. Not even your friends, all of them. They it's not that they don't it. Want bad for you, because it's not that they want that. But it's something like, you don't need those opinions yet until you figure out and you're so sure, so that nothing will construe what you're thinking mm-hmm. in your mind. And so that is it. You are your own God in that sense.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Well, it hit home to me, definitely, yeah. as mentioned. So when I was reading that, I was like, oh, gosh, I do have a lot of people that are telling me what to do. And I feel like this past year has been kind of a reflection for myself as well. So just being surrounded by those kind of voices, and especially with your book that I heard that is coming out now, and it's mm-hmm. a self-help book. I love self-help books. So it gets me back into like my serenity. But it's going to be an awesome journey for you. I feel like there's going to be a lot coming out for you, definitely, with
thank
this book.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And remember, this is what I want to say. Remember to say yes to yourself and no to people. Sometimes we do that the other way around.
Yeah, definitely.
And even if you have to take a pause and, you know, you just say, nah, no. You know, and say mm-hmm. yes to you first, because you come first in every situation.
I'm learning that. Mm-hmm. I matter. You matter. We mm-hmm. all matter.
We all matter. Yeah. 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 But our beliefs come first. That's why when, you know, Taylor yeah. was talking about, you know, religion and Christianity and all this stuff. And it's like, you come first. Whatever you believe, that's you.
Yeah, definitely. Don't,
who cares what other people are doing, what they're thinking? Mm-hmm. That's them. Let them.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and go into some reading from your awesome. Book. I would love to hear.
Oh.
And I'm sure the listeners at home would love to hear some wow. pieces. Mm. Maybe your favorite ones, your favorite
so,
parts of
So, you know,
book.
I'm going to read something really short, because I think that it's, I know for everyone that listening, I mean, you're in college, and I loved college. I really did. I loved the university that I went to, just for the simple fact that I learned so much about life. I mean, I wasn't with my mom and dad, and like, they weren't sending me these little gifts and stuff. Yeah. I had to hustle, you know. I was eating ramen noodles, you know.
The real
so,
struggle.
With adobo on it. So, you know, I learned a lot about myself in college, and but I do remember that I was always talking about what's next, what's next, what's next. That was me, because mm-hmm. it was just something like I wanted to make my parents proud, and I just want to know where the journey was going. So I'm just going to read something real quick. It says, you cannot rush any part of your journey, mm-hmm. nor can you slow it down. If the sign next to the road says you need to drive 80, then you have to drive 80. You have to drive a certain route to get there. You can't go sloughing through a farmer's land because you feel like taking a shortcut. You are going to damage your car, and you'll be in a whole world of trouble just because you didn't feel like taking the proper route. We gotta stay in our lanes, and we gotta slow down. And we have to say to ourselves, like, we're gonna get wherever we wanna get, because there's no there but now. Mm-hmm. Like I said to you, now is the best. Even this moment right now is the best. Because as cliche as it sounds, we might leave today and something happens and our whole life changes. But we had today, and we have this moment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to everybody listening and for you guys today, I just would love to leave something with you. Call someone that you haven't spoken to in a while and tell them that you love them. Pick up the phone and call someone and tell them that you're sorry. And call and pick up the phone and tell someone that I'm here to help you. Because you see, we don't like to say that we love someone sometimes. We don't like to say that we're sorry. And sometimes we don't like to say that we want help. But if you take the initiative, you're already making that change for someone else to do it. Mm. So.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You.
All of you guys.
Thank
for
you
coming
so
through.
Much. Thank you guys
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you, Taylor.
You guys
thank
are
you,
all going to get the book. It's for me. Okay.
Oh, yay.
So go to Dear God. But I'm going to get you guys. Don't worry. Oh, but everybody okay. else listening, go to DearGodAreWeTheryet.com. And you can go on to shop now. And you just, it's the book is free. Everyone that's listening, Pierce College, you guys can definitely get the book. And I always encourage everybody that if you got something from the book, email whatever you like. Just email me at hello@deargodarewetheryet.com. And you can follow us on Instagram.
I was
God
just about to say.
The social media page.
Of course.
Is the link available on your Instagram? Can they
yes,
just click it? Because you know people like
there.
To make
mm-hmm.
things very easy.
Yes, I know. We lazy, girl. We can't even put the www dot.
Girl,
no, but yes.
No. Okay, awesome.
Dear
Fabulous.
God, are we there yet? Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Yes, no problem. This is a very enlightening session. I actually love this. I feel like like I should do more stuff like this. Yes. My mind is moving right now. I'm thinking. So what do you guys do? Simba, what do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a music producer.
You're a music producer.
I produce music, but I'm also having a brand that I'm trying to build up pretty soon. It's called Milky Possibilities.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh. Sounds cool.
Sounds saucy.
Yes.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking. Like that. Yeah.
So did you want to drop your handles?
Yeah.
On social media and stuff?
It's actually _YoungSimba_ for my Instagram and anything else also for my Twitter. So cool. Twitter, Snapchat, you'll find me under Young Simba.
Young Simba. Yes. Simba. And what about you, Zachary?
I am a creative director.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah. And I have to say that I am, I also do graphic design. Mm-hmm. I do creative direction with photography, like I said, design, Neka Gigi's brand, Neka awesome. Gigi. So I'm on Instagram at Zachary Billion, Billion spelled BXLLION, ZacharyBillion.com and NekaGigi.com. That's yes. where you can see the majority of my work.
If you're wondering who Neka is, she's yes. sitting in the back.
She's over here.
Yes.
Go ahead and drop your handles too, love. You get some love too, and so do you, wife. No. Okay, wife said no. She's like, no, I'm good. It's all good.
Hi, everyone. My name is Neka, and my Instagram is just Neka, NNEKA, last name GIGI. And our also website, Zach just dropped it, is NekaGigi.com.
Yeah.
I said that.
Yes. Oh. See her short film.
How are you both, you and Alisi, how are you guys connected?
Well, actually, I'm doing the PR for her book tour mm-hmm. and scheduling her book tour. But it's funny because initially I started out just planning your book tour, and I'm in a process of my life where I'm growing in different ways as well, and mm-hmm. I feel like I needed to be here. Obviously, I was gonna be here anyways,
yeah.
but I feel like it touched me in a way because I'm going through my process with school right now and dealing with the whole politicalness of that. So some of the things you said really touched mm-hmm. and helped calm me a bit
good,
because exactly. I've been feeling a lot of
anxiety.
There you go, anxiety. So
an anxiety attack.
That's how we know.
Yeah,
we don't need that.
Yeah, we do not.
Yeah,
I meditate and calm. My mantras too,
girl.
Like, right,
you're not gonna make me lose my mind.
Yes. Alrighty, well, thank you guys. We've come to the end of the show.
Thank
this was
you.
So amazing. I have love for all y'all in the room right now. Yes. So thank you guys. It is currently 11:20. We are signing out with the Daily Tea on KPCRadio.com.
Daily Tea.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.